This piece was brought to you by Rolling Press, rollingpress.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Opinion.
According to Marion Nessel's blog, soda sales are down and have been progressively dropping over the past couple of years. To my surprise, three companies that I have always thought of as competitors, Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper, and Pepsi, have teamed up. They rolled out a new campaign called Mixify.
Every day is a mix of food, drinks, and physical activities. But some days are more balanced than others. So Coke, Dr. Pepper, and Pepsi have joined forces to launch Mixify, a new project with tips, tools, and inspiration to help find a balance that's right for you. Spend a day on the couch? Go for something less. Just finished an afternoon of Frisbee? Maybe you've earned a little more. Balance what you eat and drink with what you do. That's how you Mixify. Balance your mix at MyMixify.com and share it with hashtag MyMixify.
Mixify is geared towards teens to, quote, balance what you eat, drink, and do, end quote, using popular teen figures with a big social media presence. According to Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper, and Pepsi, soda can be incorporated into a balanced lifestyle as long as you exercise and eat healthy. I spoke with Nancy Huengarth, a nutrition and physical activity advocate and policy consultant, and asked her what she thinks the campaign is really about.
Well, industry has been using the term energy balance for years to pin the blame on overconsumption of sugary drinks on people rather than taking any responsibility themselves with the billions of dollars in marketing they aim particularly at children and teens year-round. So I think this is just another instance where they're trying to place the blame on the individual and not take any responsibility.
Both Coca-Cola and Pepsi pledged to not advertise to children under 12 years of age under the Children's Food and Beverage Advertising Initiative. With a campaign like Mixify, it is hard to draw the line as to the age of the viewers. There is no way to know who is watching the ad or going onto their website. The website is equipped with a section that allows teens to ask so-called experts specific questions about how to balance their lives. On the website, a teen asked, "I love soda, but no, I shouldn't have it all the time. How can I cut down and still enjoy it?" Rebecca Walker, a registered dietitian, answered, "I love soda too. If you prefer regular soda, then just keep your portions in check. Maybe stick to a 12-ounce serving and limit it to 3 or 4 times a week. The most important thing is to keep up with how many calories you're taking in and try to balance them with the calories that you're burning. And if you like the taste of soda but want to cut your sugar and calorie intake, try a diet soda or another diet drink like tea." So basically, Mixify is portraying sodas as a well-deserved treat, a prize for having made healthy decisions in other aspects of their teen lives. Of course, enjoying a soda every once in a while is not the end of the world. But the fact that these major soda companies had to construe an entire campaign to encourage teens to drink soda seems a little sketchy. I reached out to the American Beverage Association to respond to this piece, and Senior Director of Public Affairs, Chris Gindelsberger, wrote back saying, "We're talking about moderation. The message is not about drinking soda. It's about balance. There are no branded products in the ad. In fact, it doesn't even talk about soda. It's about empowering consumers to be able to find balance between what they do and the consumption side of the equation, food and beverages." But Nancy has another idea about the ethical implications of the Mixify campaign.
Well, if you look around the nation in the past 3 or 4 years, you've seen the beverage industry working really hard and spending likely hundreds of millions of dollars to kill sugary drink taxes, which are public health initiatives that we know would lower the rate of sugary drink consumption by about 10 to 15%. And I think that the ethical implications of the Mixify campaign is this is just another way for the industry to try and distract consumers, and now that they're trying to distract teens and say, and basically saying to them, you know, drink whatever you want. Drink all of our beverages, which have upwards of 10 teaspoons of sugar per serving, but just make sure you exercise all that off, which is absolutely ridiculous and, in my opinion, unethical.
So beware when companies tell you what is good for you. It might actually be what is good for them. I'm Yvette Cabrera from HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.